Well, in case you haven't been with us for the last couple of weeks, we have had this theme, this notion, this concept of our story. And in week one, I shared parts of my story on tracing moments where I could look back and see where God has been leading me and shaping me and teaching me to trust him, often through times of uncertainty. And then last week, Shelby shared her story, and she spoke about seasons of burnout and doubt and feeling overwhelmed, and the way that God has met her in those dry places, places that she called riverbank moments, where God quietly replanted her roots when life felt barren. And these weeks haven't just been about getting to know us a bit better, although that was part of why we did it. They've also been part of modeling this idea of how to do something important. And as we attempt to discern where God is leading us as a church, whether we're looking at that as a vision day next week or just thinking further ahead, it's often wise for us to pause and look back. And it's helpful to pause and notice and look back, to notice where God has already been at work, to see how he's been shaping us along the way. There's a saying that I've come to appreciate, and it's this. It's that everyone has a story. I mean, that's obvious, right? Everyone has a story. But in one sense, everyone's story is the same. And at the same time, everyone's story is different. Our stories are the same because we all share that human experience. We all know joy and loss and faith and doubt and times of waiting and times of growth. And the Christian faith tells us that God is present in those shared moments together, shaping us and helping us to become who it is that he's called us to be. And yet our stories are also markedly different. The circumstances we face in our own lives and the roads that we've all walked are different. The people who have influenced us are different. And the moments that have marked us for better or worse, they are uniquely our own. They are stuff that have shaped us to be the people who we are. And I believe that God is patiently and lovingly at work in human lives. That same faithful God who has been there throughout generations and part of stories long past is at work in all of us in deeply personal ways. And God invites people through the stories into this idea of formation, into relationship with him, into transformation, into being shaped. And some of us will embrace that invitation, but some of us will resist it, ignore it, or interpret their story completely different. And not everyone looks back on their story and can see God clearly. But we do also know that not everyone experiences God shaping us the same way. And when I talk about this idea of God shaping us, please don't hear me say that God has caused everything that's bad in your life to happen or everything that's good in your life to happen. What I am saying is that in every moment of our lives, in all the things that we experience, God can be present with us in the middle of it happening, even when those moments are painful or confusing or unresolved. But we all have a story. Whether our story feels ordinary or dramatic, God often works through the ordinary, through the everyday moments of our lives. And his work is often clearer to us in hindsight than it is in the moment. Sometimes it's not until we've looked back and we go, oh, what was actually going on there, that we can actually see God's fingerprints and where he's been at work growing us. Like, have you ever looked back on your own life and gone, just 5 or 10 years ago, man, I look back at myself and cringe and go, whoa, is that who I really was? And then when that happens, I don't think it's supposed to be shameful for us to go, oh, I'm so embarrassed by who I was. I think we should probably celebrate and go, hey, I cringe because I've grown and I know better and I have developed into a different person. And that growth is often clearer when we look back because God's presence is often recognized after the fact if we didn't notice it in the moment. So why am I encouraging us to look at this idea of our stories today? Scripture often calls us to look back and remember. God told his people over and over, hey, remember the things I have done for you. Remember my faithfulness. Remember how I've led you. And spiritual formation itself happens over time. And so if we stop and pause and look back and remember God's faithfulness, it gives us a chance to also trace the formation that God has been doing in our lives. And sometimes when we look back, we don't even realize until later that the moments of our greatest growth and our greatest transformation often happen in our most painful moments, in the most difficult times. It's usually when life gets hard and things are pressing in on us. Formation does also happen in the good times as well, but it happens in high points, low points, turning points, shifting moments. Sometimes it happens through long, quiet seasons where it feels like nothing is happening at all. But I think God is still shaping us and forming us in every season. Sometimes I pray and go, God, in this situation, I just wish that you would fix it and make it all disappear because that would just be helpful to me right now. But I then think about it and go, why doesn't God give me quick fixes and just radically change things in a click? And I think it's because God doesn't want us to experience quick fixes so much as he would love us to be more interested in growing us. I think he's more interested in seeing us grow than rushing us to the end, which can hurt sometimes, but I think God is able to use some of these to help us. Formation works through us over time through real life. And so as we've been focusing on this idea of story and my story and Shelby's story and now your story, I'd love to give us all an opportunity to reflect and recognize some of the formation work in our lives. In a moment, we're going to have a chance to map out some of the key moments in our lives and see how we've been shaped into the person we are today. And as we do reflect, don't just look at the big mountaintop moments and go, oh, I remember when God did this for me and it was amazing. And I remember when I had this amazing aha moment here. It's not just those moments. It's also some of the quieter moments, moments when maybe no other people saw what was going on. Maybe it was an ordinary day or just a subtle shift or an unexpected turn. And as we do this exercise, I just want to say a few things to sort of outline of how to put some guardrails around it. This isn't about analyzing your life and judging it. If you come out the end and have like an underscore and go, well, this is what this means, that's not my point today. It's not about us trying to fix anything or to come to any solutions or explain things away. But it is just about noticing and asking a question, where was God in these moments? And as you do this, you might find some of the moments in your story feel very clear. Some of it might feel very messy. Some of it might feel tender or even unresolved. And all of that is okay. Also, you don't have to share any of this with anyone. We're going to have bits of paper, but you don't have to come up the front and hold it up and say, this is how this worked for me. No, this is about you. It's a solo activity. If you choose to do it with someone else and collaborate with someone who knows you well, that's fine. If you want to do this with a friend, that's okay. If you want to find a quiet space around the room to do this where you feel a little more private or feel a little bit more safe to do it, that's fine as well. But here's what we're going to do. You would have noticed on some of the chairs there was bunches of paper. If there's no paper around you, I have some more spare, but I want everyone to have a piece of paper. And I'm going to send some pens around as well. I can't remember where I put them. I put them down somewhere. Shelby's got them. Excellent. Shelby, do you mind just running around with pens and handing them out to people? If anyone needs paper because they haven't got any, just wave your hand. I've got more paper here. But what we're going to do is you're going to take your blank piece of paper and you're going to draw a line across the page. It might be a straight line like the one I've drawn on the screen. It might be more of a meandering line so you get more space, especially if you've got more years to cover. No judgment there. That just happens. It's how we work. If you want to draw a straight line, a meandering line, up to you. It's a simple timeline. It kind of goes from your birth to where you are now, hence the arrow in the end, because we're still going forward. And then we're going to mark the moments that stand out to us. So make some marks on the arrow and then maybe fill in some of the things in your life that have happened. These are just some really basic ones from my story that we heard a couple of weeks ago. You'd probably put in some moments of joy and celebration, moments of loss or pain or difficulty, moments when something changed, when something shifted, moments where you realized something important. Now, you won't be able to fit everything on there. Like there's way more I could have fitted into this arrow, but that would have made it impossible for you to read. And as you do this, maybe you can write the year or a time frame or something. Or if it's too difficult to write, maybe you draw some pictures. If you want to draw pictures, that's fine as well. Maybe you want to draw some symbols. It's up to you how you want to do it. What I did is I then added some little symbols to mine that said, okay, this was a positive moment. This was a turning moment. This was a negative moment, just so I could actually picture these moments that were in my life. It's all up to you. It's your map. And then once you've marked out your moments, as you've taken time to sort of map out your journey through your life, I then want us to put a theological lens over this map. It's one thing to have a timeline, that's easy. Putting a theological lens is a little bit more hard. And so as you look at each moment, I just want to see if you can wonder to yourself, where might God have been present in this moment? How might God have shaped me and what might God have been teaching me through it? Those are the questions for later. That's why that's not matching up with what I'm saying. Where might God have been present in each of these moments? How might these have shaped me and what might God have been teaching me in that moment? And then at the end, you're not going to have a perfect explanation of your life. That's not the goal, but you will have a simple map of your story so far and moments where you can say, I think God was here and I think he was teaching me this. Kids, you can do this too if you want. If you feel like drawing your timeline, you can do that. Maybe that's a bit too difficult, maybe you could draw just three pictures. And the three pictures could be something like this, a happy moment, a difficult moment, and where you see yourself now. So you might draw a moment that you think of and go, hey, that's a happy memory in my life. Maybe you can draw a picture. This was a difficult time in my life where I felt like things were hard. And maybe you can draw a picture of how you see yourself now, where you are now. Again, no special way to do it. So let's take 10 minutes just to draw our map and reflect on it. And I'll throw these questions on the screen as well if you get to the end and you're sitting there bored wondering what to do with it. So Jesse, could you just play some music in the background for us so we take some time to draw our timelines of our lives? It has been about 10 minutes and I'm very aware that you may not have finished in that time. So if you didn't finish and this is something that is resonating with you, then you're more than welcome to take this away later and unpack it for yourself. But isn't it weird sometimes we do these activities and there's so much noise in the room and then today we're sitting here and there's so much silence. It sort of reflects a little bit of the weight and the personal reflection time that's happening in the room. And so I want to acknowledge that this might have been a heavy moment for some, and for some it was just a light moment, and that's okay. Everyone can have their own feelings in that. But I want to thank you all for engaging in that and being honest with yourself and drawing your own little map. I ended up drawing a giant S. And I still didn't get everything on there, and I ran out of time, so I'm going to go back and reflect on that again myself, even though I did it a couple of weeks ago. It's always good to do it again. But I hope that even with the energy it takes to stop and think and unpack your life like that, I hope that you are able to actually see something about your life in there. That as you highlighted key points of your life, as you notice the things that have shaped you, the things that have made you shift or grow, that maybe you've noticed, okay, maybe God has been doing something here. I mean, we've all experienced those different points differently. Some of us experience the same moments, whether we're here in this community, but we've got to experience them ourselves personally in a different way. For some of you, this would have been a straightforward, easy exercise. Yeah, I was born, I did this, I did that, I did that. For others, this has been a little bit more surprising, and maybe you've noticed a pattern you hadn't seen before. I went back and started drawing in every time I moved house, and I think I've counted 17 times I moved house over my years, which sounds high. It sounded even higher 10 years ago when it was only 15 then. Which means an average of moving house every 1.9 years. Crazy. There's a pattern there. Maybe that's been something that's shaped the way I act and the way that I operate and how I hold on to things. But as you look at your page, maybe notice the patterns that are in your life and the things that may have shaped you. You may have had moments when it was clear God was doing something and you can say, yeah, God definitely brought me to that and made that happen. Maybe it was something where you go, I don't know where this came from, but I definitely felt God with me there. Or maybe as you look back, it's that looking back and seeing, I only made it through that period because God was with me. You may not have realized as you lived through the moments, but maybe there was likely formation occurring in those times. Things that shaped you and taught you to trust in God, things that taught you things about Jesus, things that have helped solidify and crystallize the truths that we learn through reading our Bible and through what we learn at church, but actually seeing it play out in real life. Maybe this is a new ways of seeing parts of your story. Maybe for some of us, it's opened things for you and gone, okay, that's interesting. I didn't actually notice that before. Not every chapter may have clear messages for us. Maybe not every chapter is finished yet. And not every story has to feel resolved through this. Formation continues through time. And that's why I wanted you to put an arrow on the end to remind you that formation is ongoing. And even if you feel like you've lived a full life, formation can still be happening now. God is not done with you yet. But what we've noticed here is everyone's got a piece of paper in front of them and everyone does have a story. And together, these stories shape who we are as a church. We're a community of many lives, many journeys, many moments of God's faithfulness that have come together to mesh into this melting pot of Como Baptist Church. And as we look ahead to where God might be leading us as a church, it's helpful for us to remember that as we discern that it doesn't start with our plans and our hopes, but rather where has God led us so far? How has he shaped us to here? Which might give us an indication of the direction for the next part. Our shared future together can grow out of our shared formation as we listen to God and discern that together. Now, today hasn't been about finding answers or being able to say, explain away why this looks like it does. But it has been about for us learning to notice where God has been present and recognizing his faithfulness. If this is something that you're looking at and you're like, I don't see anything in there, maybe you can ask these questions of yourself as you look at them again. Which moments seem to have shaped me the most? Like which moments as I look at all those things go, that was a moment that impacted who I am, whether for good or for bad. And maybe look at whether those moments or even others and say, is there something that God might have been developing in me here? So as I traced my story that I shared a few weeks ago, there's that idea of learning to hear God was saying to do this one thing, and it took me about 18 times to hear it. Is there something God was developing in me there about how to listen for God's voice? What is it for you that God's been developing in you? And then also, how might my experiences help me with I walk alongside other people? So, for example, just to take some of the stories Shelby and I have shared, like the story of Lucas with his laryngomalacia. Is that how I say it? Awesome. I said it right for the first time. It's a thing that not many people have heard of, and there was someone else that we came across, and they said, oh, my kid, you know, a new baby, you might not have heard of it. We've got laryngomalacia, and it's something that, like, is really difficult. And we're like, oh, we know all about that. And suddenly their eyes lit up, and they're like, oh, there's someone else who understands what I'm going through. That was a moment where we were able to take the pain we've been through, identify with their pain, and we couldn't fix it, but we could say, hey, there's light at the end of the tunnel, and here's what we did to get through there. And, you know, my experience was able to help me walk alongside someone else. I'm not saying that God sends us the pain that we have to go through so that we can do that, but we can reuse that, if you know what I mean. So what are these moments? How are they all playing out? How are they shaping you? How is God using you? Think through this as you go home and just go, okay, God, what can you teach me in this? Maybe take that home and have a little look at it later on your own. But today has been about, hey, how can I notice where God is at work in my life and what has he been teaching me? How about we pray together? And then I'm going to invite the band to come up and sing with us again. Lord God, I just want to thank you so much for your faithfulness towards us and the stories that are unfolding in our church and in our own lives that you have been part of. That God, thank you for being present in every moment of our stories, even when we haven't been aware of it. God, for the stuff that we've seen clearly today, the stuff that stood out for us as we wrote it on our page, I thank you for the growth and formation you've been doing in our lives through those things. God, for the things that seem unclear or just remain unresolved or where we feel like we can't see you at all, God, I pray that you would help those to become more clear to us. God, help us to see what it is that you are doing in our lives. I ask that your Holy Spirit would continue to guide us, shape us, and lead us. Help us to notice how you've been shaping us already so that we might see the direction you are pushing us towards as we move into the future. Give us the courage to keep trusting you as we walk forward, both individually and together as a church. Amen.